Former State Representative Bruce Weirach plans to appeal his corruption case to the U.S. Supreme Court. Weirach was originally scheduled to go to trial in September, but U.S. District Court Judge John Sedgwick ruled that the evidence relating to the state ethics violations could not be used in the trial. Prosecutors appealed, and in November, a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court reversed Sedgwick's opinion and said the evidence could be submitted. The court said federal law applies to every public official, and the government does not need to prove an independent violation of state law. Weirach's request for a rehearing before the Ninth Circuit Court was denied yesterday. The Juneau Republican was indicted in 2007 for using U.S. mail to solicit a job from VECO while the legislature was considering oil tax legislation. Federal prosecutors allege Weirach voted at the direction of VECO while he was negotiating future legal service with the company, thereby denying the state his honest services. His lawyer, Doug Pope, calls the case extremely weak.
In this case, the question is, what is a breach of the duty of honest services mean? And the Ninth Circuit and these other circuits that are like them have decided that, well, that means we get to make up, we federal judges get to make up rules about the ethical behavior of public officials who are state and local officials. I don't think it means that. What it would result in is a federal judge instructing a federal jury on what the rules of an Alaska House of Representatives are in order to determine whether a member of the Alaska House of Representatives should be convicted of mail fraud.
Pope says he's always thought the case could only be won before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it's never been a question of if the court will take the issue, but when.
We always thought that it was an issue that the U.S. Supreme Court would be more inclined to grant definitive relief on, because my impression is that all of the circuits, the Ninth Circuit now, and these other circuits that have gone the way of the Ninth Circuit, are really too far out in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on the interpretation of the mail fraud statute.
Pope says he has associated with a Washington, D.C. law firm and expects to file the case in the next couple of months. Though the U.S. Supreme Court gets hundreds, sometimes thousands of appeals every year, it usually agrees to hear only about 100 of those cases.